And it is a coach home. It is a slightly different coach home in an international break. We like to go north of the border and speak to a few friends about how they're doing and the Scottish Premiership. And delighted to be joined first, obviously, by the boys from Celtic State of Mind. I've got Kevin with me. Kevin, how are you?
Not too bad, John. How's yourself?
Yeah, not too bad at all, mate. Welcome back. Welcome back. Looking a bit tricky for you this season. Obviously, the games in hand screw it all a little bit, don't they? Skew the table slightly, but still, just doesn't look quite right for me at Celtic. What's going wrong?
I think what we're actually seeing is, since Brendan Rodgers left, we've seen a gradual decline I wouldn't say the quality of the squad, but what looks like a quality of the coaching, the quality of the tactics that we're using, and we're coming up against this season a really highly organised and well-disciplined Rangers side under Gerard, Michael Beale and Gary McAllister. And we just seem to be looking a little bit lost. We look like a team in transition, truthfully, and this is not the season that we wanted to be in a transition. It was probably next year we wanted to be in a transition. And it's going to be really quite difficult for us to actually... We need a form back, but it could be really difficult for us to actually get it back in, reel it back in. You want the points on the board. You've also got this, we don't know if the season's going to finish. So yeah, it could be a shortened season as well. So it's looking quite difficult. On the plus side, we've got to another Scottish Cup final. So if we win the Scottish Cup final on December the 20th, which is really quite a weird date to have a Scottish Cup final, that means we've won 4 trebles in a row. So that means we've won 12 trophies in Scotland in a row. So the way I'm looking at it as if to go, if we win the 4 trebles in a row, I'll be quite happy.